Welcome back to the Energy Roadmap Podcast. I'm Erica Volt. In our last episode, we talked about cycles and we started to talk about energy. And this episode is all about energy. Energy through our emotions, our feelings, and the energetic flow in your body. As you know, being around others affects your energy. They may have emotions that are affecting your energy. Think about how you feel when you're around someone who is super negative. Their negativity impacts you, and depending on the centers in your chart that are open, you'll feel it more with certain people than with others. One person with a defined emotional center can set the weather for an entire household. Have you ever walked into a room and immediately knew how things were going to go based on the energy that that person was emitting? Have you ever bought something only to regret it later and wondered what possessed you to buy it in the first place? Or have you ever felt like your entire life has been about proving your worth? All of these are energetic experiences. We are all made of energy. Energy is part of our entire world. Living beings have an energetic frequency. Trees, rocks, obviously our electrical appliances, they are all made up of energy. This comes from physics and metaphysics. All matter is a form of energy, and the entire universe is composed of interconnected energetic fields. We tend to think of energy as how much energy we have or don't have during the day, or how much energy our house uses when we pay our electric bill. But we are all composed of energy and have this energetic field. The Earth has an energetic field. Think of the magnetic poles of the Earth. And you also have a similar energetic field that surrounds you. It's why you can feel someone walk into the room before you even hear them, or why you can feel someone staring at you from across the room. You can even feel it when someone reaches out to touch you. If you've never experienced this, I encourage you to try it. Someone's energetic field connecting with yours. If you close your eyes and have someone hold their hand 6 inches above your arm, you'll feel, most likely, this prickly, buzzy feeling, and that is their energetic field interacting with yours. That energy field extends about 3 feet to 6 feet outside of us. And our bodies aren't just the energy. Our thoughts have an energetic frequency. And our emotions happen in the neural pathways of our brains. Those are also energy. Our feelings are biochemical processes that are moved by energy through our body. So when you consider how you feel on a certain day and that energetic frequency that you're emitting or the energy you're absorbing or taking and amplifying throughout your day, it's amazing that our bodies don't short circuit. We know that as humans, we are overwhelmed. Our entire society, at least in the US, is overwhelmed. We are bombarded with so much. And we've all had experience where someone else's energy just feels overwhelming to be around. Not because of their emotions, but just how they are. Or we might feel depleted when we've been around a group of high energy people, and maybe we have this like high feeling from all that energy, and then the next day we feel like we are collapsing. Your energy operates in different ways throughout your body. You have emotions, thoughts, and feelings. And this is a natural energy that your body operates with. It literally keeps you alive. Your nervous system is the electrical impulses moving through your body. And then there is the deeper energetics of that energy work and Reiki tap into. And even before we knew about electricity or the intricacies of the nervous system, ancient medical traditions knew about our energetic fields. Acupuncture, with energy moving through channels called meridians, and ancient Chinese medicine and the chakra system, both noting that there are energy centers in the body. They all knew that energy moves through the body, and when energy is not moving properly, there is a block. or a dis-ease in the body. And certain techniques can help the energy flow, like acupuncture, qigong, and Reiki. They also tap into this energetic flow. For years, I felt like I had this physical weight on my chest. I felt like I could not take a full, deep chest breath, expanding my ribs fully. And I was recently at a business retreat where the host, Ann Bauer, not only helped us tap into the energy of our business, but also did energy work with us personally to help us open ourselves up and to open our energy to what's coming for our businesses and then balance our energy. I feel like we used several boxes of Kleenexes that weekend, and individually, our energy started to feel better. We all looked lighter, we all felt lighter, and we all noticed it in each other. You could see it on people's faces. There was this lightness that happened over in just 2 days. The lifting of that weight that they were carrying around their businesses. And that weight on my chest that I told you about, I woke up the day I got home after the retreat. And for the first time since I can remember, I could take a full, deep breath. A full 360-degree breath, side to side, front to back. Oh my goodness. It was so relieving. And it was like a real testament to what we experienced at that retreat. Because I had always thought it was just tight muscles related to my scoliosis, when it was actually energetic and it blew me away. I've had energy work before to help me shift some ancestral energy that I was carrying. And there may be some of that too. But moving the energy felt so amazing and really, truly a bit raw. All that crying that happened helped release stagnant energy, stress hormones, trauma imprints, and emotional debris that I had been clinging to in my energetic field, which is why a good cry can feel so good. So your energy field is important, and it's essential for your well-being. You have this energetic field around you that starts in your heart, and it radiates out the top of your head and then circles back into your body at your perineum, which is near the base of your spine. It almost looks like a big donut of energy with your heart at the center of it. Your energy is communicating with others through your electromagnetic energy and the magnetic energy field produced by your heart. The HeartMath Institute suggests that the heart's electrical field is 60 times greater in amplitude than the electrical activity created in the brain. Oh my gosh, that's so powerful. 60 times. 60 times greater in amplitude than your brain. Just pause and think about that. And other studies have found that the heart sends more communication to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. Seriously. That energetic field that comes from your heart is called your toroidal field. And it extends out past your body, which is why you feel someone's low energy or sadness when they walk into the room. Or you feel someone walk up behind you before you even see or hear them. And how your energy flows through your body shows up in your human design chart too. Human design brings in the chakra system, the Chinese I Ching, along with quantum physics and astrology to show you how the energy moves through your body. And in human design, we look at different parts of your energy, how your energy interacts with the world around you, how you take in information, how energy flows through your system, and how you express your energy, and also how you absorb energy from others. And when you look at a human design chart, you see shapes and lines and numbers. The shapes are your centers, and the lines connecting the centers are called channels. These show where you're energetically sensitive and where you are most influential in the natural energy you carry. We also have the energy of the seasons, the energy from the natural world. Think about how different spring feels as versus fall or summer and winter. Yes, there's like the cold and the heat and the beauty of the fall and the spring, but there's an energetic difference. And there's actually an energetic frequency you experience and why you feel differently after a day in the woods or outside, which gives our bodies this break from the constant bombardment from outside man-made energies, the Wi-Fi in our house, the electricity, and the other electrical energy in our homes. As I recently heard from one of my mentors, Brianna Borton, say, our emotions carry vibrations in them, and they carry a lot of energy with them. These vibrations can be fueled by the energy that's put into our emotions. Our energy is bigger than our emotions, and it's always flowing with an experience within it. Our emotions aren't bad. They are just bad to feel. There are no bad feelings. They might just not feel good to feel. End quote. But when we notice the energy around us and we notice our own energy and we have an awareness where we might be taking on energy that isn't our own and closing off because we don't want it to bother us, that can create a stuckness. Just noticing it can help us shift, and knowing your own human design can make you more aware of where you are open and where you are impacting others. So when you feel bombarded, you can learn how to step away from that energy and clear your own. It's also our job to monitor the people around us. Are you surrounding yourself with people that have certain frequencies? And notice the words that are spoken and the things that are being unspoken. That affects your energy and the energy you're surrounded by, not just from a human design perspective, but a whole energetic ecosystem. I'm so excited to talk to you about your energetic flow through your human design chart and to help you have a deeper understanding where you might feel more sensitive or where you're impacting others that might feel more sensitive around you. We are all human and information is powerful. There is nothing wrong with you or how you are innately built. It's about having an awareness that makes you a more kind and loving human. In the next episode, we'll do a brief overview of the human design centers. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Have a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you soon.